Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. That was Tim Roy of our very own 95.7 The Game on the call. Game 4 last night, and Edwards was pretty good in the third quarter, guys.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm coming for you, Willard Dibbs.
Oh,
come on. Yesterday, and I said this on our show today, in the two, I said you hurt me yesterday, and it wasn't meant for me. When we hooked up and you guys were on remote from the facility, you didn't like the wins, what were being said about the positivity wasn't there. So now I need you today because I'm down on the mat, man. Like I said, Willa, I told somebody, Willa come in with something.
Well.
If that jar
yeah,
is
about
empty,
that, yeah.
Yeah, Dibs.
Well, I got, here's what.
Help us out, man.
It's not going to be the most satisfying thing you've ever heard. But you want to know what struck me today? My little guy, who's 11,
awesome,
comes upstairs for breakfast. He wants his cereal. We get that all set for him. And he looks at me. And remember now, he goes to bed before these games end. And he was well aware that the Warriors had lost the game.
But
he had watched the Knicks and the Celtics well before bedtime. So he comes to me and he goes, Dad, Boston's done. Tatum's out. And this is where my brain went. Do you notice how easy it is for you to acknowledge that when it's a different team? Boston's done, Tatum's out. But so many Warrior fans won't do that this week because it hurts too much and it's too disappointing and it doesn't feel fair, but that's the reality.
But to be fair, we have the Butler. So we thought.
They have Jaylen Brown.
And I don't think they're done. That's just me.
Okay.
Catching hail.
You can think they're not done. I do. They're like, and by the way, they're done next year too. Like, it's really, it sucks so bad. But Curry's out.
No, it's real.
And they're dust.
Like, well, what about 9 shots from Butler? I'm not mad at him.
I mean,
why not?
Because I think he's hurt. And it's not age hurt. That was a fluke fall. And he's come back. But to hoist up 23 and then 9? Dibs, 9?
Yeah, 9's not enough. And, you know, if he was sick, as the reports are, well, that's unfortunate. And this is not a question for Steve today. Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock-ish.
Can't wait.
And, you know, they're obviously flying to Minnesota to get ready for a game. So we don't know when we're going to get him. But I do wonder about, like, vector control in 2025 because it seems like in this day and age, somebody gets sick. And it's going to spread through the team.
Right.
And there's got to be a way to start to curtail that. And Jimmy Butler may have been sick and the tailbone and Steph Curry is out. And Steiny, you've been railing on this all day and you're not wrong to do so. You look at their birth certificates and they're an older team. And an older team needs health and a certain amount of quote unquote breaks to get it done. And that's why I don't look at last night. Last night happened and Julius Randle was spectacular, and then Anthony Edwards said, my turn, and he was equally great. it should be two games apiece. You should not have let game three
and
slip away. If that hadn't happened, if you would have won game three, not that they choked it, they didn't, but it was there for the winning. And so if it was 2-2 right now, we could look at last night and go, wow, tip of the cap. Those two were amazing, yeah. And we still have action.
I don't disagree with any of that, but I guess
Curry's
like,
out.
Yeah, like the broader view is I accept it when a team can't play well anymore when their superstar's out. I just accept it. The Warriors have been the benefactors of this throughout the playoffs in the past. They're one of the teams now that gets to say the opposite. And like this happens in the NBA playoffs every year. It happens every year. So I can't say that age is not a part of it.
Tatum's a young pup.
Exactly. Like, this happens to a bunch of teams every year. These guys play all year long, and they get to May, and bodies start breaking down. The physicality goes up, and at least it feels like half the teams lose somebody who really matters, and it craters them. It craters them. Now, look. They've got another game tomorrow
right.
night.
I actually
think there's a fair conversation about, like, let's say the Warriors have a great game tomorrow night and they win it. You want them to come back?
No, we talked about it. I don't at this point. Don't mess with fate and the future.
I mean,
I
don't know how healthy or unhealthy he is. I know that people reported that he was limping as recently as yesterday.
I saw it with my own eyes.
And so, like, do you want to push that and start?
What? It's too much at stake.
Now you're bringing October and November and all this crap into play. I mean, obviously, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Like, yeah, go out, play with respect, play your ass off tomorrow night. Who knows what'll happen? But, Curry's out. Curry's out. And I'm not mad at an organization that has a hard time functioning when their superstar's out.
I mean, I guess the one thing that's a little bit disappointing, if you're the Warriors, is, yeah, Curry got hurt. But now it's kind of, if you look around the landscape, they might have gotten some breaks on if Curry hadn't been hurt.
Oh,
you know
sure.
what I mean? Now
oh,
all of a sure. sudden the Minnesota series is different, and you're probably not staring down the barrel of the Celtics if you advance.
Or the Thunder, maybe.
Exactly.
Who look normal.
Yeah.
Or they're having a long series, too.
They are. Yeah. And, I mean, Mark's right to point out that in the past, they've gotten these sorts of breaks, and you need to get breaks to win a championship a lot of times. And so I don't look at this, and I had a lot of T-Wolves fans coming down my road about, the four championships, you know, you all got breaks and you had injuries go your way, so quit crying. And it's like, I will never be that fan who cries about it, nor will I look at breaks that you got and apologize for it. You mentioned it, Steiny. A two-month NBA playoff run is a gauntlet. It's a marathon. You're going to have injuries. And if you don't have injuries, and look at Minnesota right now, they've not had injuries.
Right.
And, you know, knock on wood for the T-Wolves and your boy Finchy, but they play eight guys, and all eight are healthy, and all eight are playing right now with venom. They're all playing really, really well. They're healthy, and I know they're younger, so they should be healthy, but to make a deep run, you do need to have health and breaks.
Well, think about it. Minnesota, healthy.
Yep.
Denver, they've been healthy in the playoffs.
Indiana.
OKC, healthy. Indiana, healthy. The Knicks, healthy.
Healthy.
It's
Boston not healthy.
Yeah, Cleveland going through
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland played a game without Evan Mobley. I think, was it a couple games or only one game without Darius Garland? And they fell behind at home in the series, and they're probably going to get knocked out because of it.
Now, I want to, not the gym, but I want to go how much weight you guys put into this, because I brought it up to Steiny. Okay, Curry's out. But Willard and Dibbs, I have been shook a little bit in regard to the other guys on the team of, is this just a byproduct of big-time basketball, no Curry, nothing to see here with Pods or Moody? Or do we just say Curry's coming back? I'm fast-forwarding. I know it's a show for another day.
Sure, sure.
And there's nothing to see here. They'll both be better. Willard and Dibbs will be better next year because of this. So that's how much I'm shaking at my core of, I just wanted those guys to kind of mirror themselves, not be superstars. But do you just say, oh, Curry's not there, nothing to see here, let's run it back? Or do you feel like, and I've been using the word Thundercats.
And you need to stop.
Okay, but that's
and
my
I hate to agree with Stein.
Because, I love it. Why?
First of all, it's a cartoon reference from 40 years ago.
That's true.
Second of all.
Thundercats.
I remember.
Second of all, Thunder, rest in peace, the former mascot.
Oh, man. Yeah, no doubt.
And
they had a piece on Curry who helped Thunder's family. I don't know if you've seen it.
I'm sure he did. I mean, Steph Curry is maybe the greatest human being ever. They aren't Thundercats. You know what they are, Goo? They are a bunch of seventh and eighth men. And this is where I push back a little bit because Pods, he's your starting two guard. He shouldn't be. And Moody, he got a 3-year, $39 million extension, not to be your starting small or power forward, but to be your seventh or eighth man. So your roster, beyond Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, older guys, your roster is full of seventh, eighth, and ninth men. So for us to be shocked that Pods is playing like this, for me, is unfair to Pods. He's 22.
Oh, my goodness, Donnie.
Well, you're the one.
No, I said not on Pods for them putting him in the position. He asked, was Pods a smart player? We just went at it. I said, I think he is for being able to be on the court in a situation with Steph, Dre, all that pressure, and not mess it up. You got to give that to him.
Wasn't it supposed to be the easiest basketball he'd ever play in his life with those guys?
No, Steiny, you're missing the point. They put him in this position. And Willard, up into the playoffs, I think Pods has been a plus. And people are coming for me. Blah, 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 blah. No, I think he's held it down. I'm not telling you he's John Stockton.
He was a plus all the way through game four of the Houston series.
Man.
Where he scored 26 points. Now he's struggling.
The question is, why? Is it just because of Steph?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it can be a lot of things.
Or what Dib said.
Yeah, he's a young player. He's not fully polished in a lot of points of his game yet. He's not like... I mean, this is big boy sports. Like, you're going to miss a bunch of shots in the playoffs. This is what you're going to get. Like, that's the deal. This is what you're going to get. But I do think, boy, I loved your point earlier today, Steiny, when you were talking about how everybody on the Warriors suddenly looks bad, except for Jonathan Kuminga. And that's based on the skill set that each one of them have. I guess, like, your question sort of, it fires back to what did you think Pods and Moody were beforehand?
Better than I thought they could ever be.
But
all I thought we would get was what they shown in the regular season, and I'll take that L.
Yeah.
But they're nowhere close.
They're like a Ford car in the late 80s.
Yeah, they are.
Reliant.
They are, if you want to give them, like, first of all, they're young, but like they can become a little bit above replacement level players. They're not people who are going to swing a playoff series ever. Pods especially would hate that statement.
But limit the 3-for-14s and Pods shoot the ball because he's looking around like, Willard can't get a shot up.
He's shooting it
because half the guy can't even muster up a shot.
But he has to be accountable for that. He passed on shots himself last night too. You're in the NBA. You have to be accountable for it. But if all of us thought that like they were the type of people that, well, if Steph's out, well, those guys can step forward. No.
So the boat left the dock when Curry got hurt.
They're not that, yes. And I would support 1,000 times again in a row the idea of the Warriors constructing the roster the way they did. All in on a 37-year-old, and I'm going to roll the dice that he might stay healthy for the playoffs. They didn't. I don't see another way that this actually went well. So that's a risk that you take, and they got burned.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, and I think, like, 1-12, I think we're seeing it. Like, Jimmy Butler as the one. I'm not saying he's not a hell of a player, but you just can't make up for a loss of that guy. Steph Curry, he is everything on this team. He infiltrates everybody's game for the better. And he's one of the greatest of all time. And they don't look like the Warriors without him.
What if we did this thought exercise? What would you expect Julius Randle to do if Anthony Edwards breaks his ankle tomorrow
night? We went through every team. It was nobody except Boston, maybe the one.
I don't even think Boston. Like, dude, would you, if Anthony Edwards, and I'm sorry
it's to say over. This out loud,
snapped
you.
His ankle tomorrow
I,
night.
I got you. It's a wrap.
Are you holding Jokic. The rest of the roster
no.
accountable
no.
and screaming at them for acquiring Dante DiVincenzo like idiots because they need to be ready for the moment when the superstar goes down? There's no such thing. I just don't, yeah. I don't buy
but
it.
But I'll say this about Moody.
This series is a little different, though, because the Warriors have no one who can guard Randall.
Yeah.
And so, like, Randall
including
could still,
Draymond
like,
Green.
Well, but they still, I don't think that Minnesota would advance. I don't think that, like, you're talking
they'd
about
probably
just
win this series, maybe, but going forward, it would be more difficult for sure.
You wouldn't ask for much. You would not ask for Jamal Murray, go be that dude now, if Nikola Jokic snaps his leg. Like, you just wouldn't. I just think it's our emotion. We want it to be true. It's just probably
but Moody struggle with Steph in that we all saw.
Well, sure.
Okay. And Pons had a game or two.
Yeah.
But even when I get you, you
they're role players.
Are you surprised is what you're saying?
They're role players.
Curry's out.
Yeah. I mean, if we were honest with ourselves when he limped off and we got the news of what it was, the idea of them winning this series was not gone, but it was very unlikely.
Would you bring it back game six if that
no,
was
no
on
chance.
The tape?
No chance.
I think we're all, I mean, I don't know what you said.
No
well,
chance.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the leg. I lean that way, but I don't want to act like I have no idea what he's feeling and what he is or isn't ready to do.
We'll ask Steve Kerr today, not will he or won't he, but what's he been doing? And I think that's a fair question. Like, what's Steph?
He looked like he had a limp yesterday. I know.
Right,
I saw that.
I saw him stand up off the bench, and he had his hand over the hammy, right below the buttock. So I don't know. It's finance legal. No FCC violation there. It's not a violation sensation. I'm just curious what he's been doing to, quote-unquote, ramp up. So we get to tomorrow, thank you, and we find out tomorrow, like, what the re-evaluation is, and is he going through 2-on-2, 3-on-3, or is he just, like, taking shots? Or if he's not at least even taking shots, then what are we even talking about?
I don't know anything about the injury. I mean, I got to
believe. Had a hamstring injury?
I got to believe. Who?
Never. You. No. Steiny never had a hammy.
I just don't know.
I know his full medical history.
I just don't know when and how.
Everybody's.
You know that a hamstring is not ready, but now it's ready. You know what I mean?
The player tells you.
I think.
But when the player tells you, then you also have to give it more time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right. You know when you're trying to, like, jog or run and whatever. I'm a CYO referee, and I pulled my hammy ref in a fourth grade girls game.
Oh, no.
And I knew by the next Saturday, trying to do the same thing, which is basically jog with 8-year-olds, I knew I wasn't ready. No. And that's, you know, it took me 2 weeks to get to where it's like, okay, I can shuffle and call a block charge. So he'll know, even though it's his first time, he'll know if he can run, jump, cut, stop, defend, all that stuff.
See, but hamstrings are the ones where
Tricky. You
think you know.
There you go.
And then you hit
Jim Mora, but you don't know, and you never will.
And you never will.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll be ready in October.
All right, and I think
I'm
that's
confident
what it is.
On that.
There's too much
but
of a
outside
risk.
Of that, I have no idea. They clearly are. They're not going to say anything definitive, and I bet that they don't even know. The only thing, if they know anything definitive, it's that they know damn well he's not ready on Sunday. Yeah. They may know that.
Am I the only one, real quick, when Edwards hit that three to cut it to two with Draymond and GP2 on him, I said Curry does that to people. That was so demoralizing for me, and I didn't see them about to put up 40 points in the third, but I was like, oh, my gosh. We got the guy that invented that.
Anthony Edwards is the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
If everybody wants to know what's next and who's next.
He's him.
That's the guy.
Even though he says he doesn't want it.
No, I know. He doesn't want to be the face, but I bet if you had asked him, do you want to be the best player in the NBA, he'd
it's
say
incredible,
yes.
Man.
He wants to be the finger, the middle finger.
I mean, I know you guys probably all know because we're knee-deep in this series, but it was fun at the beginning of the week, especially because, and I don't want to go down this road, but there's been so often in this city with this fan base where we're like, whether we're talking about Kuminga or anyone else, he's only 22. We talk about a 22-year-old as if like a green banana who may or may not really even know how to get dressed in the morning.
I know where you're going.
Anthony Edwards is not 27. Man. He's 23.
Yep.
That's what he looks like.
Three. Unfair comp.
Of course it is.
Unfair comp.
No, of course it is.
The age part of it for me is foolhardy because he played a year of D1 and he was the number one pick and he's gotten to play every second that he's ever wanted.
Of course, like a bunch of Houston Rockets have too. Again, I'm not trying to compare him to Kuminga.
But the Warriors chose him.
My point is he feels like he's been in the league for a long time. I see him on Sunday night. I go, don't look. How old do you think he is? He goes, I know how old he is. I go, great. How old is he? He goes, 26. 23. That's the guy. That is the next best player in the NBA. 90.
I actually been watching him, you know, and it started to hit me this week. He's got an immature side of him.
For sure.
Off the court.
But people love it.
But he reminds me a little bit, believe it or not.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not his game of Magic Johnson.
Interesting.
The smile, like if he wants to, like he's, when he's good, he's really good. I'm talking about off the court.
Charisma.
But he, you know, he's done some stupid things with the words he uses.
Yep.
But I do see some magic in him. He plays with the smile and he's got this personality that's infectious. And it already seems like everybody in the Timberwolves is like, yeah, he's the man. He's
totally.
Like Julius Randle is like, he's the man. And Julius Randle used to be a number one on a team.
A little bit more like, for me, a Dame Lillard plus, because he doesn't pass like Magic, but the personality, I like the personality comp. And you just look at Anthony Edwards, his career averages 19-3, 21-3, 24-6, 25-9, 27-6.
Wow.
You start at 19 and you get better every year.
He made the most threes in the league.
I mean, next year, like 29-6 and then 32. And
he's made the most threes in the league.
No doubt.
And Dame Lillard is like drooling over Anthony Edwards' body.
No.
Like, that, I get your comp.
Yeah.
You're talking about current style of game. Dame Lillard has got nothing.
He can get by you with the moves and the handle and jump over you and then shoot a three like Bird.
You guys remember the clip from that documentary on the Olympics on Netflix where Steve
Kerr. Court of Gold.
Yep. Court of Gold.
Good call.
Where Steve Kerr walks up to him and that's how he's talking to him. He's like, why don't you rebound? And he's like, oh, you sound like my coach. He's like, because you have, and he basically, I mean, he said it in a less creepy way, but he's like, you have the prototypical, like the best NBA frame and body in the league, in the world. Like to me, what I heard, he didn't use these words, but Steve's like, you're the dude.
Wow, man.
You are the dude. I played with MJ, I watched Kobe, like you are the dude.
Wow, 23, man.
And he is so good. He's unstoppable.
I'm gonna throw a curve because I'm looking at the clock and our guy.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. But months ago when I said, why did they trade Luka? There was a deal with the NBA in Dallas. What are your thoughts on the lottery?
Really? Come on.
I love that they got flagged. But just think about it.
There was a deal with the NBA.
I tell you what.
I just laugh hearing how many people think that's true.
I'm with you, but did y'all notice Twitter? Did you notice Twitter? Like actual, not just players in the league. LeBron sends out 8 laughing emojis.
Dude,
the players themselves totally fed into the conspiracy theory.
Oh, Kenny's mad at the team that got rewarded.
Kevin Love was like, you have got to be bleeping kidding me.
Dallas is back.
It is such a joke that those three teams in particular,
yep,
with all the talent they already have on their rosters, get to get the top three players, whereas Charlotte, Utah, and Washington has to draft below them.
If I lived in Utah, first of all, I wouldn't drink, and second of all, I would be calling 105.5 the fan in Utah.
Right.
I would be so mad today. What are we even? Why are we here? Change our name to the Washington Generals. Are we just here so that everyone else has someone to play?
Wow.
Like, I'm
with you.
That
has to hurt, man.
San Antonio, Philadelphia, and Dallas. You got to be kidding me.
In 2003, the Cavs won the lottery, and they were able to draft a kid out of Akron.
Yep.
So, you know, nobody was, and I know they had 22.5% chance of winning that lottery.
And he lived there.
Right.
He lived there.
So Chicago wins the lottery with a 1% chance, and they draft Derrick Rose, who I believe also lived there. So it's not like this is new. And the Knicks, yes! And I was listening to Tim Roy in the This Date in NBA History, and it was the Ewing, Ewing to the Knicks, 1985, 40 years ago. And, you know, that happened. So frozen envelope and all the rest of it. I don't buy it, but I guess there's a trail.
Because you're saying
of,
it's happened before and that, with teams. With
I'm
that.
Saying people think that it's happened before.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, the lottery is the lottery. I don't believe that the NBA is in cahoots and they're trying
to
rig it.
The NFL has the best one. The worst record, you get the first
pick. But I was thinking about that today, too. Same thought went through my head where I'm like, why don't they just do it like the NFL? It would be such a disaster for the
Dallas got action.
Oh, my God. Teams would be starting four players.
Like, well, they're already tanking, right?
They would tank so hard.
Four.
There's so much money on the line. Anyway. Okay. Well, Steiny, who are you miming to?
I'm going
to
be honest with you.
What are you?
I have to go to the men's room so bad right now.
Thompson.
I usually go.
That's 4 o'clock management.
I know.
You have commercial breaks every 25 minutes.
You know what?
You're right.
When Mother Nature calls, you answer it. There have been more than one or two shows where I've had to give Mark this.
And 5:33,
I'm starting to sweat.
We never had that.
He looks over at me, and I give him this. Dude, your boy has to run.
We have a one-hour segment.
That's terrible.
Your boy was locking up.
I'm calling Andy Reid. You got to do better.
Well, and I had teams recovering from a 3-1 nugget for Steiny that he was going to love, but apparently I'll have to text him.
Cheers.
All right.
We've got some time for you to talk on our show.
On what station?
95.7 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.